From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Alan Young. Should a region's poorest people be tested for drugs as a condition of receiving public benefits or welfare? That's the question before voters in San Joaquin County. Measure R would mandate drug testing for certain recipients of general assistance, specifically single, childless adults under 65. Those who test positive would need to enter a treatment program or risk losing their benefits. The measure would not include testing for cannabis and alcohol, with cannabis being recreationally legal. Advocates for Measure R argue that it would help combat substance abuse and provide an incentive for recovery. Critics of the measure say it adds another hurdle for some of the country's most vulnerable, and it won't actually motivate people to stop using drugs. With roots in welfare reform dating back to the 1990s, this approach is gaining traction, even in traditionally progressive areas. A version of this measure recently passed in San Francisco and could catch on elsewhere in California. Joining us is Marijke Roland, the senior health equity reporter for the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, who covered the story. And just a note, Cap Radio is a partner of the collaborative. Marijke, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Let's start with the origins of Measure R and its path to the ballot. What do you know about the history of this policy?
So as you mentioned, San Francisco in March had Measure F on its primary ballot, and it was a drug screening for county benefits initiative. It passed by about 58% in famously progressive San Francisco. So that was one of the impetuses for the San Joaquin County supervisors to place a similar measure on their ballot. But as mentioned, these kind of policies go back at least 30 years. This kind of more punitive or stick approach was part of then President Bill Clinton's welfare platform. And in 1996, the Welfare Reform Act was passed, which authorized, among lots of things, the ability of states to actually impose mandatory drug screening as a prerequisite for receiving this welfare assistance.
And did that kind of taper off? Where did those policies go after that time?
I think they have tapered off. I think about 25% of states currently do have some sort of testing for benefits policies. Random testing and sort of mandatory testing for all is not generally part of these policies because that's been considered unconstitutional. But policies based on people suspected of drug use are legal and are being used around. But, you know, like much in public life, public policy follows a pendulum. There are cultural swings in popularity. And right now in California, it's no secret that we have, you know, a housing and homelessness crisis and fentanyl epidemic. And so I think sometimes these tough kind of policies then start to appeal to people again.
So it appealed to people in San Francisco, and they recently passed a version of the policy. And now we're looking at it in San Joaquin County from Supervisor Tom Patti, who's also running for the mayor of Stockton. What can you tell us about Supervisor Patti and why he thinks voters in Stockton and elsewhere in San Joaquin County are going to support the measure?
Well, when I spoke with him, he said, the results in San Francisco were a big, indicator for him that something like this might work in more conservative or purple, I think is accurate, San Joaquin County and the Valley. He is, as noted, running for mayor, and he has a relatively conservative, a very conservative policy record. So, you know, these sort of policies often appeal to people with that sort of leaning. And he is also noted that he's interested in maybe spreading this policy across the region, you know, from all the way from San Francisco, where it already has been passed, all the way to the Valley and up and down the Valley.
And so who else is supporting the measure and what are their arguments for it?
Well, the supervisors all supported it. You know, these kind of measures often appeal to people's sense of accountability. So all the supervisors approved it. And there hasn't been a major push really either way as far as campaigning. But speaking with some people within the behavioral health field, they have some reservations about it.
So let's get into the arguments for and then against. So among those that are arguing for it, are they pointing to science or data or other regions where this has worked? Or is it more of a philosophical argument just being opposed to giving welfare assistance to people using drugs?
I would say probably more of the latter. You know, they obviously point to its success in the Bay Area. The arguments for are pretty straightforward. People don't want, you know, it's a people don't want taxpayer money going to people on drugs, people who might have substance abuse problems. And then other people might think this would be an effective way to get more people into treatment, since treatment and free treatment is part of this policy.
So I want to get into how public benefits work in San Joaquin County. What kind of populations mm-hmm. are receiving these benefits, and how would they be affected if Measure R passes?
Right. So this policy would really affect the poorest residents in San Joaquin County. That's about 400 people who each month receive what is called general assistance, which is money from the county. And general assistance is generally sort of the assistance you get if you don't qualify for anything else, because it is lower in dollar amount than some of the other benefits that are available to, say, if you're a parent or, you know, have children, things like that. This only applies to single childless recipients under the age of 65, which means the majority of them are unhoused men. Right now, if you are on general assistance, you get either $75 a month, or if you are housed, you get rental assistance, which goes directly to the landlord, and then you get $27 worth of cash.
So we're not talking about a whole lot of money if it were to be forfeited due to drug use, $75 plus the $27 you said?
Yeah, exactly. It's relatively, you know, it seems like a relatively small amount. But of course, if you are, you know, living in these sort of circumstances, every dollar counts.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Marijke Rowland, the Senior Health Equity Reporter with the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, about Measure R in San Joaquin County, a ballot measure to require the poorest residents to undergo drug testing as a condition of receiving public cash assistance. So how would this measure work in terms of how it'd be operationalized? Like if it were to go into effect, drug testing starts, and then if you test positive, those things just get taken away?
So the way it would work, first of all, they would need to set up some new infrastructure to make it work. The Health Services Agency currently administers general assistance, and then Behavioral Health Services, they administer treatment and those sort of things. So those two departments would have to start working together. HSA would have to tell Behavioral Health who they suspect. Then Behavioral Health would have to run a screening for that person. If they did test positive, then they would be offered free treatment. If they refuse that treatment, that's when the punitive elements could come in. They might lose their monthly cash benefit. They could lose their housing assistance. There are some guardrails built in. So I think there's like a 30-day grace period if they have housing assistance. But ultimately, if they decide not to go into treatment, they would lose that cash benefit.
Do we have any sense or projections about how many people we're talking about, how many would lose their benefits under Measure R?
Yeah, I think initially they were thinking about 60 to 120 additional annual referrals, people that would need to be tested. You know, the process would, the Health Services Agency people would have to be trained in that, sort of the suspicion testing, because again, you can't just randomly or mandatory test everyone. So there would have to be some training involved, and in both staffs, they would probably have to hire more staff.
So only about 120 people projected to fall, you know, under this program. Would the overall program save the county money?
It probably would not be a cash saver, to be honest. It would be an additional amount, first of all, to stand up any kind of operation, and then to you know, Behavioral Health has already said they'd have to hire three new staff. That's three whole new people who would have to come on. You know, they get their salary and benefits. Then there is the cost of operating the whole program, which has not been fully calculated yet. Neither agency has that number finalized. That would probably not happen until the beginning of the next fiscal year. But even if they do, if people do eventually end up dropping off, there have been national studies that show that within states with these sort of drug testing for benefits programs, only about 1% of people end up getting denied.
Only about 1%. So to be clear, the projections show that the county would be spending more money, more taxpayer dollars, on a program to cut public assistance from recipients using drugs.
Correct.
What people or organizations are opposing the measure and why?
So there are a lot of organizations, nonprofits that sort of study drug policy. I spoke of the Drug Policy Alliance, the Harm Reduction Coalition. These are organizations that have been sort of studying what works best in drug policy, and they sort of point to the ineffectiveness and the cost of these kind of programs, and also the ineffectiveness of trying to push people into treatment before they might be ready.
So San Joaquin County Supervisor Tom Patty, the supervisor who introduced the amendment, said he's having discussions with regional leaders to spread the idea to other Valley and Northern California counties. What do you think drug screening for benefits policies are making a comeback? Why are these coming back now?
California has a large homelessness problem. It has a large drug problem. People, I think, get fed up at some points with seeing that and dealing with that. And sometimes these kind of tough policies then can become attractive. And human nature is, we like accountability. We don't necessarily want to be supporting people who have drug habits. So you can see sort of the emotionally why people would gravitate towards these sort of policies. But in speaking with some of the people who work in these fields, they would stress that these kind of policies aren't the most effective at getting people into treatment, and do cost a lot of money in addition to programs that are already being run.
If it's approved, when would Measure R go into effect?
Well, the policy is written, the measure is written to go into effect at the start of the new year. But speaking with a behavioral health director in San Joaquin County, she thinks it would be at least a year from now until anything could start to be stood up because of the need to hire. That wouldn't happen until the new fiscal year, which is next summer. So, there's a lot of steps that would have to happen before something like this would go into place, even though it does theoretically apply to only a small percentage of the county, 400 people.
Marijke, thank you so much for coming on and explaining your reporting.
Excellent. Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Marijke Rowland is the senior health equity reporter with the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. She wrote about Measure R in San Joaquin County, a ballot measure to require the poorest residents to undergo drug testing as a condition of receiving public cash assistance. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Alan Young.